What up, Skokie heads? Welcome to another episode of the pod. AG here with your boy Plotaruski. How you doing, Plotaru?
I'm doing good, man. It's good to hear from you. Another weekend in the books. I was kind of telling you earlier, I didn't really get a chance to watch much football this weekend, so you're gonna have to carry the load here on talking fantasy football.
Yeah, but glad you're doing all right. Always wishing the best for the family. But let's get right into it. Football's been crazy this year. I mean, it's been the first 3 weeks of the season have just been insane. I mean, I really feel like it's going to be one of the best seasons of football ever. I mean, just the way things have been, I feel like every game's wide open. Every game's winnable by any shitty team. And for the first time ever, I mean, when you look at the spreads on the books, I mean, there's no double-digit favorites. I mean, everybody kind of has a chance, which is kind of wild, which makes it a lot more fun and makes the witching hour on Sundays obviously a lot crazier. Definitely.
Witching hour was a little bit different this week. That I know for sure. That was the one when I got a chance to watch. I tried to watch like the fourth quarter, the end of the first games, and it wasn't the same as the last couple weeks. Was still very entertaining. Didn't treat you well though, did it?
Witching hour was a little tough for me at the window. I had some bad late finishes, but that's all right. We're not going to sit here like you said initially. We're not going to sit here and talk about our personal problems here on the fantasy pod, but. But yeah, no.
1-800 gambler. If you have a gambling problem.
No, we're not there yet. We'll let you guys help it yesterday. But it's been a crazy season. I mean, we're just seeing things we've never seen before. I mean, yesterday in the Dolphins game, we saw a punter punt out of his own end zone, who punted it literally over his head and backwards, reminiscent of Brad Kopp and Niles North many moons ago. Absolutely been kind of a wild season, seeing a lot of firsts and a lot of craziness. And
did that really happen?
Yeah, that happened. Yeah, the Brad Kopp thing did happen, and yes, there was a punter yesterday who punted it over his head in the Miami game. It was late in the game. I don't know if you saw that, but yeah.
No, I did. I saw the highlight of that. It was the butt punt.
Yeah, and the Brad Kopp thing, I'm pretty sure happened. We'd have to confirm with the football players' mobile. We'll get a confirmation on that in group me a little later today.
Nice.
But been a crazy season, and kind of getting to our fantasy league. I mean, kind of a pretty low scoring week in our league. Definitely not the high scoring week. I think a lot of kind of shitty matchups, a lot of matchups that have already been decided. Unfortunately, going into tonight, everything kind of has pretty much been decided for the most part. No real crazy action. But
the only action tonight is going to be who's going to get those victory points. Who's going to be in the top half of scoring. I think there's a little bit of a log jam.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. I mean, right now it's going to be tight. I mean, Raffleman right now is kind of hanging around with me. We're Raffleman's at 103. I'm at about 107. You know, you're, I believe, at 107 as well. 103. Actually, you're at 103. But the projections kind of have you and I to finish at about 115. Fiala to be at 111. So I think between the three of us and OMD, I think is kind of in the mix there too. The four
right.
Kind of have a little
gap. And Aaron too. Aaron's projected at 118.
Yeah, pretty much. I think one of us is going to be left out of the four names there. So. But it's huge.
It looks like,
for you and I, it's big. I mean, we're 2-0.
Sure. There's two guys that are locked in. Joey and Grant, those two are going to get the 2 points. And then there's four spots left between those five teams we mentioned to get that last victory point. So there is definitely action. It's not head-to-head, but there's action tonight for sure. And I got a request by someone to record afterwards, because – all that action that we talk about tonight, if he listens to it after the fact, he's SOL. And I appreciate the feedback, Mitel, and I hope the baby is doing well and you guys' family are enjoying your time together. But my response to you is maybe just listen to it earlier. I don't know. What do you think, Costa? Should we record tomorrow, Tuesday, so that it's when people have time to listen to it, there's not stuff at the end?
Oh, we could try to readjust. I mean, it's a little harder for me on a workday morning, I mean, to kind of do it. I kind of like, you know, having like a little Monday quarterback action. Like, we'll see. We want everybody to be happy in the Skokie Heads League. We might adjust at some point during the year. And we'd love to have a guest. I mean, I know Fiala, I've mentioned, we'd love to have a guest. Anybody want to chime in? You can always, you know, chime in. 10 a.m. Monday morning.
Right. Again, I appreciate the feedback, Mito. We'll do what we can to adjust throughout the season. But, maybe just listen to it in the middle of the day before Monday Night Football. Try to fit us into your busy, busy schedule. Maybe during a nap time. I don't know.
Hey, yeah, we love you, buddy. And congratulations on the new addition to the family. Wish you the best. You know that. So.
All right, back to football, man.
Getting to the matchups. Let's get right to it. You know, pretty interesting week. kind of going, we'll go piece by piece here, and let's start with kind of where I feel like we're going to see the highest scoring team this week, and that lies in Tony Tight Glutes, Spumoni Weitzman. Off to, you know, Tony's team preseason, he kind of does it again. He kind of waits patiently, kind of saves his money, picks the right spots, and you know, he kind of, he, right now, he's looking really good. Hurts is looking like best quarterback in the league. Smith, Devonta Smith, if he gets hot, that's a huge stack right there. And, you know, unfortunately, Team OMD was not a terrible week in the standard of our, I feel like our league's kind of lower scoring than normal this year. But Team Weitzman looking like going to probably be the highest scoring week and off to an undefeated start. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, Joey's at it again. I think he's probably the overall most consistent top dog in this league. It's just a matter of time until he gets that fifth championship, until he takes the real clown, as we apparently another listener or someone giving us feedback was the anonymous Joey saying that he had more championships than I had mentioned on the pod last week.
Wait, hold on. Did he reach out to you too?
No, he didn't.
Oh, okay.
I'm assuming the only one person would want to bring that up is that the person that got misquoted on their championships.
He called me the next morning, left me a voicemail to make sure we knew that. Tony, yeah. We apologize. Honorable mention, we apologize.
So yeah, you like I said, you are now the top dog in this league, Joey. So enjoy all the target in your back, because everyone's coming for you. And then there's another, I wanted to talk about Daniel's team. Another ongoing storyline for you. So this session or this season during the votes, I put up a payout for the person who gets scored the most. And I didn't really expect it to go through. But I always enjoy the team that just has the worst luck. And I'm going to bring him up now. Daniel is now the points against. He's going to be – he was pretty close with me and someone else last week. But I think he's going to pull away with going against Joey this week. And he did vote on there with that capital N-O that we should not have a payout for this. So that's a perfect way for me just to bring it up. And the karma has reached him. As he could have been in the running for the most points scored against him to get a little payout, which would probably end up going to, Aaron donated the money last year to people that won like $20 here and there. So Daniel, that's karma for you for when you entered your vote, you put a capital N-O for that suggestion. And now you have the most points scored against you.
Danny boy, we still love you, Danny boy. We still love you.
All right, Costa. Let's move on to the next game then.
Let's get to the next matchup. We'll kind of keep with the highest scoring teams of the week. Right now, Way of the Shark, Mr. G. Deppen, teamed along with Mr. E. Deppen. Looks like E. Deppen has been a good addition to the G. Deppen team. Very, 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 very hot start for them. Yeah, I mean, right now it's going to be very tight between him and Glutes for the high points for the week. But, Lamar Jackson, man, I don't know what the hell the Baltimore Ravens are thinking not re-signing him preseason. I mean, that guy should hold out and be a freak. He's going to get paid a ton of money if he stays healthy. Looking like he might be the best quarterback right now, along with Josh Allen, obviously. But Grant's team is solid, man. I mean, he's got Russell Gage this week was such a great, I don't know if that was Everett or him, but it was just a great pickup there, having a huge game. On the other end, Kim Song Kirkpatrick kind of coming back down to earth a little bit. I kind of mentioned it last week. I felt like his team was a little bit, decent, but, kind of weak sauce in certain positions. And I think he felt the heat a little bit this week. Justin Jefferson, 2.9 points. That's unacceptable. That's going to hurt him if that's the case all year. But this was Terps' team last year. Kind of weirdly inconsistent, low-ass scoring, but still won the championship. So, Grant looking really good.
Yeah, Grant, I'm going to need a clarification on GroupMe. I know you said that Everett was going to be the one making trade offers. Yeah, but is he setting your lineup? Is he the one that's picking up Russell Gage and starting him because he knows that all the players on the Buccaneers wide receivers are all injured or suspended? Or is that you? Is that a G or an E move? Let's get us up to speed on GroupMe on how your coaching structure is over there for the Way of the Shark.
Yeah, Way of the Shark looking good, man. Looking good right now. So unfortunately, Way of the Shark in our division this year, unfortunately, is a Turban great division. Yeah. All right. And then, let's get right to it. Let's get to the closest matchup of the week as of right now. I mean, obviously, Raffleman's matchup is close, but he already won. And I already won, too. But Papa Smurf, myself, versus Skokie Indians was pretty close this week. Right now, we have a five-point lead. We still have a defense left. But it was definitely a squeak-out big victory for us just to get our first win of the season. unfortunately, my team does still blow. The only reason we won was because Mito's team just had a real shitty week. Mahomes with his worst performance of the season. And, yeah, I mean, Mike Williams only had one reception. Justin Herbert, just, I don't know what happened there. And then what really irked me about this was at the end of the game, just a quick mention here, at the end of the game in that Charger game, they were down by 38 with a minute left. And they had Herbert in the game with fucking busted ribs, throwing the ball, almost screwing me royally like usually fantasy does. And, I mean, it's just ridiculous. Like, what are you doing? Your quarterback's fucking hurt. Like, you're down by 30 points. That's just ridiculous. And that's why there's a lot of underground mention that Sean Payton might be taking over that job next year. But nonetheless, big win for Papa Smurf. Big name change for us. We went back to the last time we won a title, I believe, was when we were Papa Smurf. So hopefully that'll lead us in the right direction. But my team still blows. I still make the worst decisions. I dropped Romeo Doubs. Everybody go pick him up. That was the worst drop ever. And, yeah, what are your thoughts here?
your Kamara is looking to be a pretty bad keeper or sure. draft pick or whatever. I don't know if it's healthier, if it's just now that Peyton's gone, they're not scheming him the same. He doesn't look like the guy he was in the past. Mixon was such a solid running back last year. Cincinnati seems a little broken right now. So, I mean, I feel like your team is not like – at least you got like guys that make sense that they're in your lineup versus my team, which is just hot garbage. But you're fine. Cordell Patterson looks, you know, like he's going to keep up what he was doing last year. And, you know, Goddard looks like he's a part of that offense. He's a guy that's really involved. And that's one of the highest offenses, you know. But, you know, some of your picks like Allen Robinson is boomer bust, but you'll figure it out. Your team's not that bad. And Skokie Indians, that's welcome to Skokie Indians floor. It's at 102.46. I don't think he will score lower than that this year. It looks like it was just one of those weeks where all his guys kind of just did what their minimum was. None of their guys went off, you know. Patrick Mahomes, people are saying that's a bad game for him, but like that's like my quarterback's top game right there is what the production he got. Like Tom Brady got me less than 17 points. So that's Beatles team should still be competitive. And your team's like your you'll be fine. Let's move on.
Yeah, then we got the other close matchup that unfortunately is over as of now. Smelly Mova just couldn't make it close. Not a great performance from Deebo Samuel last night, and Smelly Mova suffers the defeat. Raffleman with a big win. Not the best week for him in a low-scoring week, but Raffleman keeps it up. One of the better teams in that other division, and I just think Smelly Mova's going to end for a long year.
There's not much to say. He was dealt a bad hand. I mean, he wasn't even able to be at the draft. He's nothing against Medi, but like Medi going into it, Medi didn't have a strategy for quarterbacks. He didn't know how expensive they were. But hopefully Jeff stays engaged. Maybe he can reach out to one of us and we can feature something of his on here that we can talk about. I don't know. Steve's team, another kind of floor team, like as far as like Meatles, like this is going to probably be one of his lower weeks. You know, Aaron Jones, it was more of a core AJ Dillon day. He should bounce back. Mark Andrews looks like he'll be putting up a lot every week. St. Brown, if the injury isn't serious, he's a stud. Like Steve's team shouldn't be too concerned with this week's performance. He's still up as a contender, if you will, in the other division.
And I really don't think anybody's really like I say, long year for Jeff, but at the same token, like nobody's really done. Like this is going to be a shitty year where you're going to see a lot of inconsistency, a lot of injuries still left. And like, I mean, you know, there's talent there. I mean, you know, Samuel, Diggs, I mean, but I really think that it's still wide open. But anyway, moving on to our last couple matchups here. Let's get to your matchup, Pickles. Finally getting a win here and looking for a victory point. Having a big week, big rally from Brady. Unfortunately, or fortunately for you, Bassinger kind of wet the bed on the other side. His team looking like shit for the first time all season, really. But yeah, you know, hey man, on your end of the spectrum, I think you've done a good job kind of picking up running back. Pierce on the bench, Stevenson on the bench, pretty solid point totals on both ends.
And Jamal Williams on the bench.
Yeah, I definitely think that you've done a good job kind of plugging the holes as far as the running backs go, for sure, man.
Yeah, I think I need Everett's help here because Elliott's probably going to give me 5 points again this week, and I have all those running backs on the bench scoring over 17. Maybe I can figure that out. Maybe I'll get lucky. But yeah, I hope to be. I hope Pittman and Gabe Davis perform better. You know, this could be you know, you could say that this is like my floor week because some of my bigger studs didn't do much. So I haven't had my floor and my ceiling are the same. That's how bad my team is.
Yeah, a big win nonetheless. And Bassinger's team, I don't think is that bad. Like, you know, like I said, it was a really kind of odd low scoring week. So
his team's going to be definitely boom and bust with Tyreek and Chase, where both those guys can really go off. And if one or both of them go off, he's going to win every week.
Tyreek goes off for him when he plays KG. Yeah. And then in the final matchup of the week, we had Mutton, AK, getting a big win. Suva's team, unfortunately, underperforming this week. And, you know, AK's team has been kind of in the consistent, you know, mid-115, 120, like kind of there. You know, I actually tried to offer, I made a big mention last week about a big deal to AK. It was going to be a three-piece deal on both ends, but AK decided he wanted to kind of be patient and wait. But nonetheless, you know, I think Singletary has been a really, really good low-value pick. And I think AK's team, if Russ can just get cooking, is going to be the key to his team. And Suva's on the other end, just kind of, you know, kind of relying on Jonathan Taylor to perform, he's going to need him to kind of play better. And not having that second QB, having Flacco there, is going to hurt.
How do you, any thoughts 3 weeks into the season on how the standings look and which teams look to be pulling away or whatnot?
Yeah, you know, I haven't given the group a written power ranking yet this season. We'll get to that. It's been busy. But I'll give you guys a little quick recap here on who I think the top team is. We'll do a quick run for 1 through 12. I really think, you know, I had Mitchell as the top team, but that low-scoring week, kind of, I got to propel Tony to the top. I mean, undefeated, I know he's got a low points against, but Hurts is just such a beast. And if Devontae Smith can show up and that can be a stack right there, that could be filthy all year, and that's really hot right there. And I think Tony just finds a way to plug holes. And Tony's got a deep team right now. So I like Tony as a top team at 1. I do have Mitchell right there as a close 2. I definitely think he's got the most talent on his team. Had a bad week, obviously. I'm putting Grant at 3. I think him and the combination, this new E-Defin combination, are just going to be a really good combo all year. And him and Lamar obviously leading the way is really going to be good. I got Raffleman at 4. I think Raffleman is playing well early here, and I think he's putting up a good solid point value. I'm still going to put at 5 Kim Jong Kirkpatrick. Him and Bassey are kind of close right there. I think Turbin, you know, because he's a kid, defending champion, gets the nod there at 5. I'm going to put right now at 6 Bassinger. At 7, I have Mutton for Sutton. And then at 8, I kind of dropped TOMD a little bit here. Normally one of my top contenders. I mean, right now the quarterback combination there is not going to cut it with Fields and Winston. Josh Allen's on the trading block, Danny Boy, if you want to make me a deal there, because I think that'll definitely help your team.
Cooper Kupp?
Please, that's like the best keeper of all time. and then after that, I mean, I really am not going to make any defined picks here after that 9th slot. I mean, I think we're all kind of in the mix. I mean, obviously, Suva's team's been struggling. Smelly Mova, you and I have both been struggling. I really feel like there's a lot of parity this year, and I feel like there's a lot of free agents that are going to be out there, and I feel like there's a lot of hope for all of us, basically. So I'm hoping that, you know, I think it's going to be one of those years in the NFL where anybody can beat anybody, and I feel like it's going to be one of those years in our league where anybody can beat anybody, and there's going to be a lot of parity every week. So we'll see what happens, but that's kind of like our top 12 for now.
I like it. I feel like there's definitely separation in the Jeff's division with Joey, Steve, and Aaron, and the other 3. And then there's definitely more of a logjam in the Jarrett's division. I feel like, you know, right now Grant and Mitchell are definitely the top dogs fighting for that top spot. And Bassinger and Turber are looking pretty good for a playoff spot. Me and you got our work left to do. So it's definitely shaping up to be an exciting, you know, season. And we'll keep grinding. Let's go watch and enjoy some Monday Night Football. Who do you got tonight?
I can't. First of all, I can't. It's crazy how there's always a good division and a shit division. You know, it can never just be. Tonight, I kind of like the Giants a little bit. I, you know, this Cooper Rush guy has only played 2 home games. Nobody's seen him on the road, so I'm gonna go G-men in a low scoring game.
Yeah, I think I agree. I think the Brian Daboll in New York has kind of changed the culture there. Something that we need in Chicago, but Eberflus feels like he just fits the same mold of every other Bears coach and leadership, and I don't know, nothing to be excited about.
And just a quick mention, I mean, the fact that the Bears are 2-1, we got to mention that. I mean, people were talking about they're under five games. It was a good bet preseason. We talked about that in GroupMe a lot. Like, I mean, hey, you know what? Fields, I know he's under the learning curve, but you know what? We'll see what happens. I mean, being 2-1 in this NFL game.
Yeah, but like we put, I guess we definitely got a steal with the 49ers. We had no business winning that game. I don't see us winning some of the upcoming games. Maybe like Washington we can beat, but like we're going to get smoked by some of these teams. We got to play Miami. We got, you know, I don't know. We're a pretty shitty 2-1 team. But we'll see. I'm not going to get excited about them and let them rip my heart out again. But bear down low anyways.
All right. Well, hey, man, it's been a pleasure as always. I wish everybody the best of luck this week. Skokie Heads, we love you all, and we wish you all the best.
All right. We'll talk soon.
Peace.